comfortably, then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM on your FM dial. And we've got a few gigs happening and a few not happening this weekend. So it's Thursday the 24th of March, and over the weekend we were supposed to have a couple of gigs, and we're just waiting to hear whether or not they're actually on. That's the Sarah McLeod and the Steve Balby gigs down at Pigeon Lane. Sarah McLeod was going to be on tomorrow night and Steve Balby on Saturday night. They've had a bit of a COVID scare, so the best idea, of course, is to contact the venue or go to the website for Pigeon Lane, Gallery 188, or even Triple Speak, Jeremy Hutton's management company. His website is a great little website, of course. And if you go and have a look at that, triplespeak.global, I think, yes. And definitely he'll have an announcement up there at some point, hopefully. But check the event pages for Gallery 188 or Pigeon Lane, and or even give Gallery 188 a ring, especially if you have tickets. I'm sure they'll be refunding, but the idea will be to hang on to your ticket for when the new dates are announced. Okay, so other than that, over the weekend, we've got a few things happening, but coming up, we've also got some gigs down at the Community Hub, and we're going to talk to Willem Hendrickson from Retro Rehash. He used to have a show here on Fridays on Radio Blue Mountains, and since then, he's been doing a few things. He did some playlists, and now he's working with the council and the venue down there at the Blue Mountains Community Theatre and Hub. Down in Springwood to bring live music and young bands back to live music patrons. So check out the listings for those gigs, and we're going to have a chat to Willem about how it all came about and about how young bands can get involved. And that's all down to Willem and his drive to promote live music in the mountains and promote young bands. So that's coming up soon. We're also going to be talking to a few people. There'll be a couple of promos where we're making an announcement, a drumming workshop that's coming up before the first one of those gigs with Tubby Wadsworth from Mass Appeal and Candy Harlots and KTB, all those sort of heavy bands that Tubby plays with. And so have a bit of a listen to that. We've got Ian from Yatoomba Music, show sponsor, who's making that announcement. And there will be more information about that workshop, that drum clinic, coming up in the next few weeks. We're also going to be talking to Tubby on the show next week. So that's also something to look forward to. So sit back, enjoy the show. Hope you're having a reasonable week, and not getting too worried by the COVID surge that's on up here at the moment. And we'll have a few announcements that will relate to some of those things, hopefully. We'll also be playing music from the bands who are going to be playing at the Sounds of Our Towns Mountain Get Down promotions, events that are happening down at the Hub. So we've got some Large Mirage, we've got some Sin Katera, and we've got some things from some of the hip-hop artists that are going to be performing as well. We've got a TDB track a bit later on. Okay, so hang on, and here we go. We're going to play some Sin Katera to start off with, and this is Billy's. Thank you.
can't see me. Your daddy's a neat freak. Your ex wants to kill me. Why can't they all just see me clearly? I'm begging for a place on earth. Really can both you be alone? I'm begging for a place on earth where I can walk you home.
Okay, we're back here on Blue Mountains Live on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. You've just been listening to one of the bands from the new incentive that's happening down at the Hub, down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down in Springwood. And that's for Soot, which stands for Sounds of Our Towns. And we're going to talk to Willem, who will be well known to Radio Blue Mountains listeners from his show Retro Rehash, which he was doing a couple of years ago and has been continuing online with. Hello, Willem, how are you?
Great to be here. Privileged to be here. Getting a bit reminiscent.
Well, it's
back on the airwaves of Radio Blue Mountains.
Now, we had Willem on last year, and we were going to do some things, but of course, pandemics and such got in the road. But I think it was about I think it was probably about this time last year. I think it was April last year, Willem, when you and Collier came in.
And it's interesting how things have. Well, the pandemic provided like all these interesting obstacles, but at the same time, opportunities. And this is why I think I wanted to come up with something like Sounds of Our Town. So, you know, all these musicians were trying to, you know, get gigs and stuff happening for them, but then at the last second, things kept on getting cancelled and stuff. So I was just trying to think, you know, how do we keep our local Blue Mountains audience connected to it?
So you started off as pretty much as playlists, which you put up online, and I saw posters about for the playlists. So how successful was that?
Yeah, I think it's getting quite good traction, because it's not only just for the locals to know what's in their backyard, but when you have the posters and stickers as well out there with QR codes, people are scanning them and getting to know the Blue Mountains artists as well. And also, I think it's the great thing about Blue Mountains artists is they've got such diversity, and through every poster, they're usually themed according to genre. So what's ended up happening is that we've ended up getting a library of over 120 local musicians, which I think is an amazing achievement of our creative community.
And do you make contact with each of those bands as well as you're doing the playlists?
Yeah, well, you know, Radio Blue Mountains provided that amazing opportunity, so I think I sort of had a good head start. So, you know, working at Radio Blue Mountains for 5 years, and then, you know, you're interviewing an artist pretty much every second week or so. So then what ended up happening is that I was able to build a catalogue of, you know, Blue Mountains artists past and present. And then what's happening now after I'm just about to finish the Generation 1 of Sounds of Our Towns, and what's starting to happen is now more artists who have just moved to the Blue Mountains are contacting us and things. So I'm going to probably set up a little submission process where, you know, any of these new artists out there be able to submit their stuff.
That's really encouraging, the fact that you say that there's artists moving to the Blue Mountains, because during the beginning of the pandemic and after the bushfires, a lot of people did actually move. I know a lot of musicians come up in the streams. I see, oh, so-and-so is playing, you know, and then I'll contact them and they'll say, oh, no, I'm living in Canberra, I'm living in Melbourne now, you know. I know people like, you know, Isaac Beggs and Matthew Dennett and people like that. They've all moved out of town. I didn't know until I tried to contact them, so...
So there's that classic transient dynamic. So I think, you know, what's happening is with Wollongong and stuff, they've got great incentives where if you want to open a bar or a live venue with under 100 people, they make it really easy to apply for it.
Right.
So there's like constant little regular and little opportunities that they've got there.
Yeah, we need more of that up here, definitely.
Yeah, I think there's all the pieces there in the Blue Mountains. That I think if you can have that dialogue where you have like council working with small businesses, working with the musicians, you could definitely do some nice pairing up. And yeah, I think, yeah,
which is also encouraging. Now you've got council working with you on Soot, haven't you?
Yeah, and this is what I was just saying. This stuff is starting to happen now. So Katrina's been really proactive in her new position of community development officer, where she's trying to explore all the different facets of Blue Mountains arts and culture. And what was really amazing is that she set up a meeting with Louise Hales and wanted to put more community into the Blue Mountains community hub. So now they've provided an opportunity where we can take over the hub for 2 days in April. So that's April 8th and then April 29th with local bands.
Yeah, so we should shout out to Katrina. That's Katrina Norbergen, who's now taken over that position at the council. And Katrina's a musician herself. She's a singer as well, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. And she has she has a couple of missions. Like, she was saying that she wants to do a holistic showcase of Blue Mountains artists, and she also looks at Blue Mountains pretty much like, you know, from Mount Victoria to Lapson. So she really wanted to also have that connectivity between Lower Blue Mountains artists and Upper Blue Mountains artists, because when you are from like Blaxland and Springwood and stuff, majority of your gigs are in the city, and sometimes get more connected to the city scene than the Katoomba scene.
Yeah, and Louise Hale, who's relatively new down at the hub, she seems really, really on board as well. She seems very encouraging of your project.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think she's trying to see how she can really use the space to its full capacity and stuff. And I think the amazing thing about what these two are doing is they're really researching and seeing what's out there, and they're really wanting to connect with many facets of the local community.
And of course they can lean on Willem for that.
Yeah, so I think I'm one little part of the picture and stuff. But, I'm just really excited. And her backgrounds are like, you know, Louise did great things in regional Queensland and stuff. So she really knows how to work those regional communities and connect to those. Also connecting with those artists who have those national tours and bring them regionally and stuff.
So that's all led to the dates down at the hub there. So you've got Soot, you've got Sounds of Our Towns, Mountains Get Down.
Yep. So the interesting thing is Soot started out as a project where we're trying to, you know, get a listen culture before a live culture, and now because people have had that listen culture, it's now come full circle and is contributing to the live culture. And I think it's also an amazing opportunity for especially for the younger artists to be in that professional setting where they have a professional setup.
So that's really, give us a little bit of background there with what the idea is with the gigs, because the hub is providing rehearsal time and space as well.
Yeah. So you've got to think it's a big, long stage. So, you know, a lot of these younger musicians be used to playing in small bars or even in, you know, house gigs and stuff. And it's a very different sort of space where what you have is a team of people supporting you, like a technical team. So they've got, you know, professional AV guys and stuff, and they can have their logos put on or artworks put on projections behind them while they're playing live. You've got a big, long stage. The other thing is that it's quite a dynamic stage space. So where those seats are, you can move them back a bit and create a sort of bit of a dance floor as well as the seating arrangement.
Yeah.
Plus they've got a full top, you know, lighting rig and stuff. And
so there's a lot of stagecraft involved as well.
Oh, definitely. And like, you know, Louise has got all these great ideas trying to get young aspiring AV workers to, you know, come and get experience at the hub and stuff, and sort of having that connectivity to the space as well.
So there, I saw there's a integration with schools as well. Like, is that right? They're going to the, there's some sort of industry.
Yeah, they're approaching the schools and stuff. So yeah. I haven't got all the finer details, which is probably best that Louise will tell you that. But I know that she's got these ideas where she wants to make it relevant and connected, because it is such an amazing space. And I think she gets really motivated when she looks at the Blue Mountains, you know, Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub, and she's really trying to ascertain that community.
And I mean, it's brilliant. It's the sort of stuff that, you know, we were talking about 4 years ago in the pub, and, you know, you have those sort of ideas and that's where it ends. And so, you know, well done for carrying that through and getting on board with the council and with the hub. And it's great.
And I think it's that they're both proactive in trying to make things happen and stuff. And, like, you know, Katrina's trying to apply for a lot of grants as well and trying to get more and more opportunities for her artists. So her heart is really, really in. And when I also mean artists, it's not just like audible artists, it's like visual artists.
Understood.
And all that sort of. Yeah.
Her department at the council is the cultural development, so which is brilliant. I've been involved with some of the community development up there, but this is the same sort of thing, but the cultural, you know, so it's all music and art. And
I think with the work of these two women, I think what's going to be really great is just more education about what the different spaces around the Blue Mountains that you can be creative. So, you know, getting outside to the people who are outside of the, you know, the regular goers to the hub and the cultural center, and getting attracted to go to that space because there are more events happening there and stuff.
And it's good to see the council's keen with all the initiatives, the resilience and the regeneration incentives that are all just part of their daily thing at the moment. So now I want to lead into the artists, because this leads into the first couple of dates. You've got two dates in April.
Yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to the one on the 8th, which with what I've done is I've sort of taken a cue off Katrina, where she was just saying that we should try and connect some of these lower mountains artists with the upper mountains artists. So Cami Cautious is an amazing, amazing band. So you think about like flavors of like Iggy Pop, White Stripes, and Mazzy Star sort of blurring together. So they've got front people in the band. So you get a front female singer and a front male singer.
Right.
Okay. And what I love is that when I started learning about them, there's this whole like little nest of what would you say, conglomerate of lower mountains artists who have started a label, so Chunky Boy Records, and then you get to hear all these interesting like lo-fo folk artists and stuff from that as well. So yeah, definitely want to showcase Cami Cautious and the Wrestlers there. And then after that, we got Sinkatara, which is more of an upper mountains band,
right?
And getting an like an upper mountains and a lower mountains band jamming. And then we got the K-Town Funky Horns, which is sort of like a Katoomba super group. You know, you got Jason Thornton on sax, who used to play with Sher and the All Nighters, and then you got Tubby on drums, who you know, Brad. And he's, you know, done session work with members of Radio Birdman, Machine Gun Fellatio, and, you know, so, played in bands like Mass Appeal. Then you've got, like, Boris, who's worked with Steve Kilby and stuff. And the great thing that Boris and I have been working on is getting Funky Horns to play with the local rappers.
Yeah. So we were talking about this earlier, because all those three guys have played with everybody, and if you've seen any bands in the last, you know, 10 years up here, you've seen these guys playing. But then to then tie them in with the young hip-hop and rap groups up here, that's brilliant. And I mean, we've seen a bit of that happening. Everybody's been up to the Broke every now and again, where, you know, the the people will clash, you know, because Boris used to run shows where people would just turn up, and they were always special. And so to get that formalised and happening in a big venue, that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it was a beautiful utilisation of space. Like, you know, when it first started, the Carrington Lounge Room and stuff. So, yeah, the locals got to definitely see and all that amazing space. And then what he had was, like, you know, his core group, and then there was this beautiful fluctuating roster and change week to week, you know?
Yeah. I liked it purely for the fact that he was a horn group that were then bringing in guests and being the core of the event. Whereas when you played in bands in Sydney over the years, it was always, you would have a core, you know, guitar band, and then every now and again the songwriters would get excited and think, oh, we could use horns for this. And that was the only time the horn players got to work, you know. They would get every now and again someone to give them a call. Whereas with Boris, the horn players were the core of what was going on, and he'd bring other people in.
Yeah, and just that. And I think the more opportunities where you get to create cross-pollination, I think the more art that gets created. And,
of course, yeah.
And a lot of little bands have sort of come from, you know, the Funky Horns. Like the members of Danger Baby back in the day met through Funky Horns and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. And then, yeah.
But, okay, so who have we got playing with the horns on the 8th? Who's going to be doing that? The Script is going to be doing that on,
yeah,
on
so
the
we
day?
Yeah, so we got Script, we got TDP, and we've also got the parts of the Glenview crew. So
great. Yeah, it's because I used to do Big Boys with Andrew, and we Dre and I had all those people on. We even had the sort of last hip hop in the studio things we did was with the Glenview crew, and they were great, you know. They were all jumping around the studio. It gave us a lot of energy for the show.
Oh, definitely, and they've really been bringing people together and stuff as well. It's sort of like, well, what's sort of been cool is, you know, Ty and that have been doing this stuff for a while now. The next generation, like Script and that, are getting motivated to do things like Ty and that have done, and they've started a group called Street Rhymes Productions, and they did an all ages hip hop gig at the Blackheath Hall.
All right.
So, you know, I think it could be amazing, like, you know, having those musicians perform there, and then maybe seeing if they can do a hub gig and stuff like that, you know, for all ages and things, because I think the lot of the music infrastructure in the mountains is very over 18, so if, you know, if we can figure out more ways to make it more,
and all those guys would be able to handle it easy. I mean, TDB and Digby and all those guys are very professional. They're very, you know, clever musicians.
And they're the older side of young. You know, they're in their 20s, but they've also got siblings who are in high school and stuff. So they've got that relevance. Right. You know what I mean? So And I think it's just nice and inspirational, because when young people see young people put on things, they inspire each other, and then you create more opportunities. So I think, you know, people like Katrina, yourself and Louise working in the backgrounds, also building on that infrastructure.
Oh, look, it'll be a thing to see a bunch of guys playing with Tubby playing drums and Script jumping out around the front. I think it's going to be a...
There's going to be some moments, and then in the 29th, we've got yet another Lower Mountains band, Pilot's Eye.
Right.
So the lead singer from Pilot's Eye, Alex James, was the lead actor for the Green, you know, that Green Day musical, American Idiot.
Yes, yes.
So he was the lead to like Chris Cheney and all that sort of stuff. So,
oh yeah.
And he's a Latson talent. So, and then there's this band that his backing band's pretty much made out of a band called the Drain Babies, which was, think about like the Misfits meets Motorhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you got Large Mars, which you know from Collier, which is his band. Then he was the one who sort of got mentored by Tubby back in the day.
Yep, yep.
And then the other band is Trash Baby, so it's you know, Corin Chiston,
band, yeah.
Taylor Harrington, and Rian. So that's And that's the band that's really been making the name around town at the moment.
Yeah, well, so that's it. I've heard lots of great things, but I haven't been had a chance to see them yet. So hopefully this will be a chance to get to see them.
And then the sort of the model of that one's a bit slightly different. So you've got the Lower Mountains band, you've got the Upper Mountains band, and then with Large Mirage, Collier's moved to the city. So it's sort of like, you know, showing this is what happens when Blue Mountains bands are...
And how's he been going?
Yeah, mate, he's getting regular slots at Frankie's Pizza and stuff, playing 2-3 times a week, and slowly getting bigger and bigger billings.
Great.
Yeah, so, and Tubby was saying that he's getting ready to release his next single, so...
Oh, good.
I think you got to have a few singles under your belt.
I think and you do. Then,
yeah, so it's just like, I think it's just, it's been good for him. Been good.
All right, well, we're probably going to let you go. Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
We'll probably play the last Large Mirage single to go out on. And we look forward to the gigs. Now, you've lined up for us to talk to the boys next week before next week's show, before the gig. So, so we'll be hopefully talking to Tubby and Boris. So stay tuned for that, guys.
We'll be releasing all these different social media posts to get you connected to the ticket sites. And also, if they're under 25, they're counted as a concession. So right. It's $20 concession, $25 full price.
Normal ticket. Okay, great. Well, we'll be pushing all those on Radio Blue Mountains and on Blue Mountains Live. And awesome. Several other places. There's lots of places where we'll get the information out. Katoomba Music, BM Can, we'll get some of the stuff there. So there'll be lots of places to go get your tickets because there will be no excuse, guys. You've got to get down to the hub and see these gigs and support the local music.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we can show that there's a local scene and stuff there, you know, who knows what license that Louise and Katrina can have when they're trying to do bigger gigs, you know?
Well, that's it. So if you're in a band, a local band, guys, go down and support these guys and it'll mean it'll continue and there'll be opportunity for everybody else to have a go. So, always contact Willem through Retro Rehash. Is that the best way for people to contact you?
Yeah, so just info at retrorehash.com. I do have a website. And, let's see how it goes, man. Very excited and I think very privileged to be able to do this.
Brilliant. Okay, Willem, how about you do one last thing and that's you forward announce the Large Mirage song for us to go out on. And thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, no worries. You've been listening to Radio Blue Mountains with Brad Dietrich, you know, bringing the live vibes with Through Blue Mountains Live. And this is Large Mirage with their song Going Insane, 89.1 Radio Blue Mountains.
Well done. Very professional. Thanks, Willem.
No worries. Bye-bye.
I just never felt love. You keep on rolling, but push comes to shove. You watch from afar. She knows you. She only looks your way.
So first up there we had Going Insane by Lars Mirage, shout out to Kolya Chan from that band, and then we had Tell Her While You Can from Pilot's Eye, both bands, two young bands who are going to be down at the Hub. So welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. We're going to go through the gigs now. Thank you very much to Willem Hendrickson there from Retro Rehash for chatting to us. As you would probably know, Willem is an old hand here at the radio station, so it's always great to get him back on and find out what he's up to. And of course, the Sounds of Our Towns initiative is a great initiative being backed by the council and by the venue down there at the Blue Mountains Community Theatre and Hub. And so we think you need to get right behind it. We are. And we're going to help with some of the promotion and letting people know what's going on. A couple of things that have happened today is that we found out that Tubby Wadsworth of Mass Appeal and the Candy Harlots, and who we've had on the show before, is going to be running another drum clinic down at Katoomba Music here in the heart of Katoomba. And we did those a couple of years ago, and then, of course, COVID and pandemics and bushfires and things got in the road, but it's going to come back again. So Tubby's in the first show for the Sounds of Our Towns Mountain Get Down, and so he's going to be running the day before, on the 7th of April, he's going to be running a workshop down there at Katoomba. But we'll let you know next week when we talk to Tubby on air. Tubby's going to come on air for next week's show, and we'll talk about what's going to be involved in that clinic down there at Katoomba Music on the 7th of April. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get into what gigs are on this weekend. We're still waiting to hear about the gigs down at Pigeon Lane. We believe there's been a COVID scare down there at Gallery 188. And we are waiting to hear back. Best idea is if you've got tickets for either the Sarah McLeod gig tomorrow night or you've got tickets for the Steve Balby gig on Saturday night, that you contact the venue, contact Gallery 188 Pigeon Lane, and or you can also go to their website, Facebook. You can also go to Triple Speak, which is the organisers. That's Jeremy Hutton. Shout out to Jeremy. And find out what's actually going on there, to find out if the venue can let you know what's going on, what's happening with getting when the new date's coming out, finding out will your tickets be viable. I'm sure they will. And or if you need to get a refund, you can contact them. Okay, so past that, rather than those two gigs, we've got gigs all up and down the mountains, of course. We know that there's a gig down at Springwood at the Royal Hotel for the Jesters. They got in contact with us. That'll be on at the Royal on tomorrow night. And that'll be starting at 8 p.m. That's a bit of a rock and roll band there who are playing the Royal. That I haven't heard of them before, so that might be the first time they're playing. Speaking of the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub, there's Dusty the Concert on tomorrow night, starting at 8. That's obviously a Dusty Springfield tribute concert. That'll be starting at 8 p.m. If you want to go to that, give the Community Hub a ring or go to their Facebook page, book tickets. And if you're a big Dusty Springfield fan, that'd be a must. We might see if we can play a Dusty song later on. Down at the Bootlegger Bar here in Katoomba, in Bathurst Street, opposite the station, we've got Beats and Ballads Bootlegger. That's an initiative from Fusion Boutique. Shout out to Charity Miro. And that's Gordy Tentries from Canada at the Bootlegger Bar there tomorrow night. And that's a later one. That starts at 9 p.m. And as we said, on Saturday, the Steve Balby concert is in question at the moment. So contact the venue just to find out what's happening there. Then we've got the Bungarabee concert for Music in the Mountains down at the Mechanics Institute, Lawson Mechanics Institute. Bungarabee or Bungarabee. That's the quartet, classic jazz quartet, that Gary Daly heads up. But they've got a special guest. They've got Chloe Kim playing as well, well-known violinist. If you listen carefully as I'm doing this, we're playing a track from the Bungarabee quartet. And that track is called African Tune, and that's in the background now. And when I'm doing some more announcements, we might play something from Chloe as well. We'll play a bit of background music from Chloe Kim. Let's have a look. Next one we've got is this Saturday at 8:30. We've got the Throwbacks, and that's for the Doctor is in Session shows that are down at the Fairmont in the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. That's organised by Music in the Mountains. Shout out to Chris Cannell. And that's the new bar down there at the Fairmont Resort and Spa down in Lura. And so that's kicks off at 8:30. Get down to the bar there. Some great whiskies down there. Now, we're going to move on to Sunday. We've got Sunday happening down at the Avalon Restaurant, the top of Katoomba Street. And the Avalon X Equinox Experimental Feast. And that's on, I think that's, they're just trying out some different dishes and things. So that starts at 12:30 p.m. So that's in the afternoon. It's an afternoon event on Sunday. Get down there and have a look at that. And also as part of the Great Southern Nights initiative from the government for getting music up and running. There's another Fusion Boutique Presents gig with Mitch Granger and Andy Nelson, and that's at the Bootlegger Bar, and that kicks off at 5:30 in the afternoon. From then, and once more, we've also got that on Sunday. We've got another one from Music in the Mountains, and that's at Auntie Ed's. So we've got shows back at Auntie Ed's, and that's Rachel Hannon and John Stewart, who we talked to last week on the show. And that's Rachel Hannon is a lovely singer, and she's also an artist. If you want to check out her artwork, get onto Facebook and look up Rachel Hannon and just have a look at some of her wonderful landscape arts. We did a Art of Lunch a few years ago, myself and Meg Benson, when we were doing the Art of Lunch shows at the Avalon, and we had Rachel and John on. They put on a great show, and we also had some of Rachel's artwork up on the walls. So check that artwork out, have a look at it, and maybe go along to wherever she's selling that, probably Blue Thumb or somewhere like that. You probably buy some of that work. It's a lovely, lovely work. And so Rachel and John are on at Auntie Ed's on Sunday, and that kicks off at 6 o'clock. So that's a slightly later one for the Sunday. So you can do a couple of those. You go up to the Avalon and go to the Experimental Feast, and then just walk down the hill to Auntie Ed's and go see Rachel Hannon and John Stewart. Okay, so that pretty much covers it for the weekend. We'll get back to the music. I think what I'll probably do is maybe play a Dusty Springfield song. So enjoy.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Looking forward to hearing it. Well, so, here it is, I reckon, Willem. Should we do it?
Yeah, ready your mind, ready your tummy, because this is how rock and roll used to taste.
Retro Rehab.
Hi, it's Ian here from Contender Music, and we're excited after a long hiatus, which everyone's been going through, to say that we're going to have another one of our drum workshops
in store, led by Tubby Wadsworth. His technique is amazing and he's a great educator. So, and he's done one here before and it was fantastic. It'll be participative, which means you won't be just watching a drum lecture. You'll be playing some exercises along on the pad along with Tubby, and it means it's a lot of fun and something to take home with you.
And when is that workshop, Ian?
It's on the 7th of April, a Thursday evening, starting at about 6 o'clock. And
what station do you listen to, Ian?
I always listen to Radio Blue Mountains.
89.1 FM.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Ian from Katoomba Music, and in these times, I'd recommend that you listen to the local radio station, Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Local is becoming a lot more important and reliable, and we've got to encourage these great people who sort of volunteer and keep this thing going.
Thanks, Ian. And the phone number for Katoomba Music?
4782 1121.
Hi, this is Chris from Music in the Mountains. Make sure you head down to Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern or Pigeon Lane for a little bit of live music. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains.
I live in Mount Vic, and I love listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
One ticket, please. Long wish everybody's here. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home.
This is Buster Chise. I'd like to welcome you to Blue Mountains Live on 89.1 FM, the gig directory for live music in the Blue Mountains area. From Lithgow to Penrith, the same direction as the trains are supposed to be running. Listen to the professor.
I'm trying to break bread without all the gluten. Yeah. Not talking airports when I say I've been looting. Right. One day my CD will make a man's mental. What? Gotta hold on like it's an Instagram handle. Yeah. You met your maker. Now all you do is act a creep, not jet faker. But I know that your talk is cheap. I'm in the kitchen, I'm cooking food that's real nice. Sharpening these skills like I'm sharpening these knives. Fish out of water, now that's a fucking hard talk. When I smack you, I'm fishing. I got the right hook, the GVC. We got the foot in like a clutch. I'll put you in your place like it's mise en place. Without no fuss, I lead you down a sewer chase. Line them up with better plates, searching for a better day. Chop another mix, so you know that we're here to stay. Don't wanna listen to your shit, I ain't pressing play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's good, what's good?
What's good?
Hey, yo, check me out, not talking bellhoppers. I'm about to dig into the stash just like a great robber. Crescent moon flush in my face as I swig another drink again. Slave to the smoke every time I go to take a man, I waste it. Waiting for when the pain drift. Smoke settle in my lungs, no kettle, hell, I boil them up. I dip my bread in water cause I couldn't give a soggy fuck. Serve these rappers lunch with Uncle Sandwich, how I plow, man. Kentucky fried dumb cunt stepping in the mixy stands. You're under season, out of season. I'm top of the food chain, big boy, the way I be eating. Fuck seconds and third, because 16s is what I'm eating. I'll be chewing too fast, straight off the mark like you saying. What are you saying? Yeah, tell me that my crew lame. You a bunch of other motherfuckers that can do nothing. You ain't got the nuts, guns or ticket to enforce the shit, so fuck off, cunt.
Alright, check this shit.
Hey, what's he on? I want three of those. You like a rusty rifle, motherfucker, you ain't never fit to blow. I want a bigger home, straight up with some figure growth. Chopping bands that are stickier than a stack of stripper notes. Take one off the top and stick it in my nose. Yeah, now that's what we call a cocaine flow. I got more of those, it's never borrowed though. So I ain't worried about these rappers when they're biting flows. See, I hear them stressed and fuck all the rest. They're puffing the best, you're coming to me, better come correct. Ain't fucking around, got no time left, nah. I ain't fucking around with no one, I ain't listening to show us. I don't care if you gon' blow up, I don't care if you gon' nah.
Brad Dietrich says, if you can hang around for another 9 hours, then I can start drinking. It's 10:30 a.m. here in Australia. I'm sorry. At least it's Saturday though, right?
Hi, this is Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. You may ask, what's my thing? I'll tell you. My scene is Radio Blue Mountains, supporting local music.
We support Radio Blue Mountains. We think it's the greatest station. We hope you all do too.
And who are you?
I'm Jillian Taylor Reynolds from Sideshow Annie.
And I'm Elliot from Sideshow Annie. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Radio Blue Mountains rocks.
I've got no love, I've got no one left. Puff my last cigarette, I'm in no hope. I search my life and I got no answers. The tale of...
Hey, this is
Con Chiston, drummer in Magma One, Quiet Carriage in Section 10, writer for the Haze magazine, Loud Online, and Chiston and Grilly Entertainment Media. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Don't forget to tune into Blue Mountains Live with Brad Diedrich Thursday for all live music gigs for the entire Blue Mountains. Keep it classy.
So that's it for us this week for Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM for Thursday the 24th of March 2022. I'd just like to thank once again Willem Hendrickson from Retro Rehash to let us know all about the sounds of our town's mountain get down being held down there at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Shout out to Katrina from the council, who's also helping organise that, and Louise Hale from the venue itself. Great work that they're all doing. Hope you get out and see some live music this weekend. There's, as I said, there's a few things on. Maybe get down to Auntie Ed's to see John and Rachel, or maybe get out to the Fairmont to see the gig out there at the Two Doctors. There's a few places to get about. The Bootlegger is also a great venue to get to for some later music. And I'm sure there's things happening at some of the other venues, Station Bar, etc. So get out and try and see some live music. I know there's still a bit of anxiety about the pandemic floating around, but maybe drink lots of whiskey and kill all the bugs, and we'll be fine. So I'm Brad Diedrich, the Professor. You've been on Blue Mountains Live, and if you want to hear some more from me, I'll be on in the morning, Friday morning breakfast, always doing Friday morning breakfast, and then if you're interested in some more, finding out about some more events, you can listen to Colin Semler in Entertainment This Week a bit later on, and then, of course, listen to all the great shows on a Friday. In the afternoon, you've got the unions with Rights, Rorts and Rants, and you've got the Monkey Cage later on with Ian Maynard from One Love. And then after that, of course, you've got Big Boys, and I'd like to thank Buster for doing a promo for us a bit earlier. Have a great weekend. On Saturday, you've got the Beatles Hour with Reggie Lawless, and you've then got Paul Young doing the theme machine. I don't know what his theme is yet, but if you check out the Radio Blue Mountains website, Facebook page, you'll find out soon enough. And we'll see you next week. Don't forget, I've got Tubby Wadsworth on next week with Boris Hunt from the Funky Horns, and we might even get Script to make an appearance and promote the upcoming gigs down there at the Hub. Okay, have a great weekend, and stay safe.